Check out HelloVanessaMedia.com. Check out store.HelloVanessaMedia.com. Subscribe on Rumble, YouTube, follow on podcasting platforms, and LinkedIn. Hi, my name is Vanessa Leck, and today's video is going to be about this PBS News article, which really hit my radar, about the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary of the VA, McDonough. I'm probably butchering that. I'm sorry. Probably should call him Dennis. That's his first name, I do believe. Anyways, so the current Secretary of the VA, which they swap out, these presidents do, like dirty underwear. You just can't keep track of them hardly. In the past 10 years, I can't even tell you how many they've had. I can think of four right off the top of my head. I have their faces in my mind. I can't remember all their names. Anyways, so basically this news article covers a wide array of topics and it's really pro-veteran, which is super refreshing and isn't always the case when I read stuff online. And I only want to cover a very small piece of this news article, and it's about upcoming changes that are going to be made any day now, possibly. To the MATA departments of two in a second. The title of this article is the VA secretary, whose name I can't pronounce, on benefits for veterans exposed to burn pits preventing vet suicide. So very serious topic. They did a really excellent job, I felt like, on this article. They have audio. They have a transcript here, which I'm showing if you're watching the video. If you're listening, I'm going to tell you about it. And they've got the full transcript. So a lot of detail if you're interested in that. And then the audio, which I also listened to, is about 9 minutes long. It was really good, really informative article. And I really love when the secretaries of the VA agree to like news media interviews that don't feel rehearsed or staged or whatever, because some of these like political types news interviews, which I'm sure you know what I'm talking about, you've probably seen them, it feels to me like they gave the topics or the questions in advance. And I'm not against that. When I interview people, I typically do the same thing, but I'm also not interviewing politicians that have an agenda either, or political appointees that have an agenda. So when you're dealing with the political people, I'm always just like, I'd rather them be caught off guard and forced to answer questions on the spot than being able to rehearse it with 15 aides potentially. And that's the concern I always have. And so this article felt very authentic. It felt like the answers that the Secretary of the VA was giving were very honest. And the last Secretary of the VA, I felt the same way about, the most recent one, whose name I can't remember because they don't stick around long enough, okay? Anyways, you can look up the Secretaries of the VA if you want to see that. But I'm going to get to the specific section of the article that I want to talk about. And for those of you that want to know more about the PBS article I'm referring to, which just came out in the last number of days, every time I talk about a news article, I link it in the description of either the video or the podcasting platform it's posted on. So if that's on YouTube, Rumble, LinkedIn, or any podcasting platform you're on, just take a look at the description. You'll find that link and you can follow it there and to the original source. And then you can read the whole thing if you want. So I'm just scrolling to the section where it is at. It's a very long, long, long article. So now, okay. So the model, the quote that goes back to the second inaugural address for President Lincoln. And that motto is to care for, and this is a direct quote, to care for him The quote is to care for him who have shall borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan. To care for him. Okay, to care for. Anyway, so that's it. And then it goes into the rest of the interview. I'll repeat the motto again. To care for him who have shall borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan. Again, the origins of this motto is a quote that goes back to the second inaugural address for President Lincoln. So it's obviously way back in the day, when things were way different than they are right now with the military and even with our country. So basically what the Secretary Dennis of the VA said that he's going to do, I'm calling him by his first name because I not confident in my pronunciation of his last name, is that that motto will be updated to include women, female veterans. So excited about that. I remember when I worked at Veterans Health Administration, you know, I saw the mottos posted everywhere in these facilities. I remember when I would drive up in the morning in the facility, the motto was right out front. You could see it when I was inside the hospital. I remember the motto was plastered like on the wall. I could see it. It didn't bother me. I have super thick skin. I'm not easily offended. I've been through a lot in my life. But it was like objectively, I just thought, like, you know, the pronoun him and his being repeatedly mentioned and not mentioning women, you know, it's obvious discrepancy there. And the fact that it was never updated, I just feel like something that's long overdue should have been updated many years ago. And I think to myself, that I think it's one of those many oversights that they just don't think about, because like attention to detail at the VHA, Veterans Health Administration, and this is the whole VA's model though, it's not really something they've been great at through the years. And the why I feel it should be changed, because I think that some people watching this that are men that have been in the military may be like, why do you need to change that? Like, that's disrespectful. Like, I heard a specific politician, maybe against the specifics, say things like, well, you know, certain mottos or certain names don't need to be changed because, you know, it's historical and it just needs to stay that way. But the reality is that women have been serving in the military since way before my time, okay? It's not a new thing. And so why it wasn't updated to be respectful and inclusive of women in the military, I don't understand, and I never will. I know that there's people out there, because I've faced this type of sexism, discrimination, you know, in a specific state that will remain unnamed right at the second, that believe that like all women do is just like sit around and be protected by big strong men in the military as like secretaries. This is false. There are many different occupations in all branches of the military for both men and women. And since I've been out of the military over the last number of years, that has actually been widely, rapidly expanded more so than ever before in history. Women are allowed to be in positions that previously were only reserved for men. So that is new. When I joined, they flat out told me at the Army recruiting station, you know, you qualify to pick any job you want, but just not any other block to women, basically. And those typically would be like combat arms type positions or related positions. But the irony of that is several things. One, I learned after joining the Army, if you're infantry, it's like the fastest promoting position, like occupation you could possibly have. It just is. Like if I would have been an infantry MOS, like I would have been promoted so fast. It would have been wild. Quite frankly, I might have actually stayed in. I don't know. And so the positions that women were largely like secluded to, required to take, would be positions that won't promote as fast. I mean, it's just a fact. Now, of course, combat arms positions like infantry, there are many people that die in those positions. I know this is a fact. Everywhere I was in, oh, there was a lot of death during that time. A lot of people were dying in infantry positions. It's just a fact. So it's a massive occupation in the military, in the Army. And it's also an occupation that results in a lot of death as well. However, with that said, during the time that I was in, which ranged from the years of 2005 to 2012, were the times where I was on active duty for different periods of time during that range that I'm mentioning, that there were many women that were dying. I mean, there was a woman just recently that was murdered in Afghanistan due to a explosive device that was detonated by, I believe, a suicide bomber, if I'm not mistaken. So just because you're not in an infantry occupation or a combat arms occupation doesn't mean that like you're not at risk for injury or death as a woman or a man. And so women were dying and being injured through those years that I was in and before and after I was in the military, yet they were not allowed to be in these different positions. I'm not sure if they've opened, when I say they, like the military, Department of Defense, the Army. I don't know if they're, those positions are, like, every single position is not open to women, but I know a lot more now are than they were back then. There's a lot more opportunities now than was back in my day. And I feel like a dinosaur making that kind of statement, but it's so true. So anyways, basically the motto is out of date. I'm really happy it's going to be more inclusive to women. It's long overdue. This has been, you know, women have been in the military long before my time. And I'm glad that it's finally being paid attention to and it's finally going to be changed. And I believe that once it's changed, that it will, there will never be any going back. Like, it will never be like, oh, we're going to change this motto to exclude women 100% and only include men. No, they won't be able to ever do that and go back again. And I believe that because I believe that there will be such massive pushback from women like me, that it will be impossible. It will be absolutely impossible to walk that back once it happens. So I'm looking forward to that happening. I don't know. It could be any day now. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, tomorrow, if it's going to be next week, next month, next year. But I absolutely anticipate that. Of course, the quote is what it is. The quote shouldn't be changed. Like, the quote is what it is, but it shouldn't be the motto either, in my view. So I'm really excited that it's going to be updated. And I'm looking forward to seeing kind of what they come up with. They said, the Secretary of the VA said that he was reaching out, or it says right here, so we're talking to veterans, including women veterans, about their expectations. When that process is done, then we will make some announcements. And so I don't know what process they're using to reach out to veterans and women veterans in particular. I have no idea. I have not been contacted. I've not heard anything. I'm super plugged in, if you couldn't already tell. And I've heard absolutely nothing. So I don't know, but I know, like, what's communicated at the top a lot of times doesn't get down to the, like, real life, like, real people, basically. It doesn't happen. Just like town halls, they're supposed to solicit feedback from military veterans, frequently doesn't actually happen. They don't make the announcements. They don't really allow veterans to really participate in the way that is advertised that they're supposed to be doing in the propaganda. And so I don't know if this is gonna be like one more of those things, but whatever the case, simply changing the pronouns and it being more inclusive of women is something that I welcome, and it's long overdue. Okay, so that's all I have for you today. Again, if you want to check out the rest of this article, the link is gonna be in the description, so feel free to check that out, and I will see you later. Bye. Subscribe on Rumble, YouTube, follow on podcasting platforms, LinkedIn. Check out HelloVanessaMedia.com and store.HelloVanessaMedia.com.